Welcome to The Trending Show. Now here is your host, Mike Quackenbush.
Welcome, one and all, to The Trending Show, a weekly podcast sponsored by Cobra Electronics, wherein I, Mike Quackenbush, tell you about all the top terms that trended on the internet. So let us begin with Monday, August 25th, when a plethora of things trended, like the normal heart. The HBO movie was the top trend of the day as people felt the film was snubbed at the primetime Emmys. I would like to offer more on this topic, but as Google Trends took me to an article on the forbidden website HollywoodLife.com, I am opting out. Emmy winners was the second hottest trend Monday, and you'll be delighted to know that worthy nominees Bryan Cranston, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Aaron Paul, Anna Gunn, Breaking Bad, and Modern Family were all deservedly honored this year. Sadly, the Academy of whoever picks these has once again mistaken the Big Bang Theory for comedy, as opposed to the opposite of comedy. And tragically, they were given something for being outstanding, as the trophy was erroneously handed to Jim Parsons, an angelic tear from the cheek of Harold Ramis seated a thundercloud over downtown Los Angeles. Also trending was Hayden Panettiere. Look, I used to have a rule on this podcast about names I could not pronounce. Jessica Lange, the once not wrinkly but now quite wrinkly actress, appears on the series American Horror Stories, which explores horrifically botched cosmetic procedures, apparently now encompassing Botox injections. You've been warned, Kenny Rogers. Serena Williams was trending, and the story that got the most traffic because of it was posted on USAtoday.com with this headline: Serena Williams beats American teen. The bloodied 18-year-old, identified only by her surname of Townsend for reasons I could not discern with a quick skim, really said this about being pummeled by Williams, quote, "She's paved the way for me, and not only African-American girls, but girls in general, people in general," end quote. I certainly feel that way, even as a white male, because I am still people in general. Thank you, Serena, for the paving. People wanted to know why Amazon spent $970 million on Twitch. It is certainly not one of Ministry's better albums, that's for sure. But Twitch is also a platform that allows users to stream video game play. They could broadcast their own or watch others play video games via Twitch. And while watching someone else play video games immediately evokes semi-traumatic Christmas memories of marathon-like runs through Ninja Gaiden by Clayton Morris, while I sit gnashing my teeth and ogling his sweet Sega Genesis console, to Amazon it seems to only provoke happy thoughts. Why wouldn't you let me read the instruction booklet, Clayton? Why was that always a thing at your house? On Tuesday, a term I had never previously heard, Knee Defender, was trending. That's because the knee defender sparked an in-flight fight, which is one of the best kinds if you were on the ground, on United Air's nonstop to Denver. The flight diverted to Chicago when things really heated up, and one combatant seemed to pull a sunset flip out of midair before being clotheslined. The knee defender is a device for preventing the airliner seat in front of you from reclining. In other words, manna from heaven. The only devices that interest me more are that thing ambulances have that make traffic signals change in their favor at a distance of 600 feet, or that thing Michael Keaton uses in the alley scene of Batman 89 when Kim Basinger lies about her weight. Tim Hortons was trending as well, which either means the town of Manitoba just got the internet or, aha, my favorite Norwegian one-hit wonder band. Canadian-owned coffee and donut house Tim Hortons was trending, not because it was beaten up by Indian-American coffee and donut house Dunkin' Donuts, but because Canucks fear an imminent takeover by fast food giant Burger King. Burger King, whipping chain emeritus of McDonald's, thinks adding the not even in the same circle of friends as Starbucks from the great white liberal north to its sloppy folio will somehow give it some leverage over McCafe. Hey, Tim, your mint latte is like a mouthful of boiling Aquafresh. You might serve it to me with your signature meek politeness, but I'll take something tasty served to me by an entitled acne-pock teen with sorbitol and a sassy attitude any day. Before I offend anyone else, I want to thank Cobra Electronics, a great company that likes everyone except for G.I. Joe, and I'm guessing Cobra Law, as I was never really clear on how that piece fit into the overall continuity. Right now, they have a special promotion going on over at Cobra.com that won't last, so you best pin your ears back, Road Warriors, Hawk, and Animal. Right now, you can trade in any navigation device, CB radio, or radar detector from any manufacturer at all, and get credit toward your Cobra purchase. Upgrade to something state-of-the-art, and Cobra will take your old device, regardless of brand, off your hands and give you credit toward your new purchase. But an offer this sweet ain't gonna last, Trendies, so head over to Cobra.com right now and check it out in their trade-in, trade-up promotion. Well, at least as long as it lasts. Wednesday's top trends included Hello Kitty, which is a character owned by the company Sanrio. In preparation for a new exhibit that includes the work of at least one Harvard researcher, Sanrio confirmed the origin of Hello Kitty, which includes this odd bit of trivia. Hello Kitty is not a cat. Yeah, per their official site, Hello Kitty is a walking, talking, two-legged little girl with a heart of gold who lives in England with her parents and twin sister Mary Kate. This sparked a lot of Googling, and a rage tweet from no one less influential than opera singer Josh Groban wrote, "Hello Kitty is a cat." The firestorm didn't stop there, Trendies, as Filipina television host Bianca Gonzalez took to Twitter, saying in a mixture of uppercase and lowercase letters, "How can she not be a cat? Hashtag Hello Kitty." Historically, few animated creatures have elicited less anger than Hello Kitty. That was until this bombshell rocked the internet, leading to shockwaves that reached even the city of Manitoba, where the recently connected internet allowed for this tweet from substitute phys ed teacher Bruce Hart, "Kitty indicates to me a feline quality. Hashtag everything I know is a lie." Oh, I'm sorry, Bruce was the firefighter. A representative from Sanrio had no choice but to block one twit following this particularly vitriolic tweet from 11-year-old Allison Stevenson. "If Hello Kitty is a girl, I am cutting off my tail. Hashtag, does this one-note character really need an origin story imposed on it?" On Thursday, the top trending story was Joan Rivers, who, in addition to being hospitalized in New York City after suffering respiratory arrest, will also be the focus of a fourth season episode of American Horror Stories. People also wanted to know more about Angelina Jolie, as news broke that she secretly wed Brad Pitt and declined to invite her father, actor John Voight. Jolie's children all participated in the secret ceremony, however. 13-year-old Maddox, 11-year-old Pax, 10-year-old Aurora, 9-year-old Pixie, the twins Wanda and Pietro, 7-year-old Moonstar, and 5-year-old Nightcrawler. The week closed out on Calum Hood's business, as the 18-year-old bassist for Australian band 5 Seconds of Summer showed the world his John Thomas without appearing on Dating Naked. The Tadger from Down Under made the rounds on Friday after a Snapchat he sent went viral via Vine, which means that no one over the age of 39 has seen it or understood that last sentence at all. I only know the word Tadger because of Monty Python. Thank you, PBS. So ends another edition of The Trending Show, my friends. Thank you to loyal trendies like Ick1019 and AJ Winden, who left me 5-star reviews in the iTunes store. And while I appreciate your review, Jowls McGee, be advised, there is no dessert more delicious than tiramisu from Olive Garden. And to prove it, I will leave this studio immediately and go consume one, and send you the bill. Just to make a point. Leave me your 5-star review if you haven't already, and put the name of a sweet treat in the title, so I know you aren't that pesky review bot that keeps leaving me all that glowing praise. A new Grizzly Bear Egg Cafe podcast is headed your way soon. But until then, adios, amigos.